the proposal before us with the Green New Deal is to address climate change, which we know is dire. Scientists tell us we have about 10 years to solve this problem. And while we're doing it, to also address the other major problem we're facing in America and in the globe right now, which is economic inequality. So the Green New Deal would have our country invest in infrastructure to help transition our economy to clean energy and off of fossil fuels, and in so doing, create good jobs for people here at home and create just more investment in the human capital of our nation as well, and help lift up everybody in so doing.
Let me tell you kind of one pushback that I've gotten when I talk to other people about the Green New Deal. They say it's great to have a program that has a lovely name and that people can sort of get behind, but the problem is in the specifics, that if people think of Green New Deal, they can support it in theory, but they don't really know kind of what it means.
Well, the Green New Deal is a big umbrella talking about the basic philosophical underpinnings of what we would like to see come forward in policy. So the concept is based off of, you know, the New Deal that Roosevelt brought forward back in the 30s to bring our nation out of the Depression. And it was based off of investing in human capital, doing works projects, doing art projects, helping create jobs, and to give people a basic solid level of income and existence, and to bring our nation forward. And right now we're seeing that we not only need to bring forward the people of our nation because of severe economic inequity and huge amounts of profits going to corporations without them coming back to people at the bottom of the economic pyramid. We also have this huge problem of climate change, which has been created by the same economic system that has created economic inequity. We have huge corporations that have been lying to the public for about 40 years now about the effects of the oil, gas, and coal they've been selling to us. And they've literally paid marketers to confuse us and mislead us about the impacts that the greenhouse gases and the carbon dioxide being released by the burning of oil, gas, and coal is having on our climate. And we are suffering now. We know we have less than 10 years to solve this problem. So we need to completely rechange the whole economy that's based on fossil fuels.
Take me to the event itself. Who's going to be taking part? What will they see if someone shows up? Does it cost any money to participate? What's going on?
The event is going to be really energetic and exciting and fun. So we hope people come out on their Wednesday night. We're going to have a food truck you can grab dinner. There will be tabling by local organizations before the event, starting at 5:30 at the Sonoma Fairgrounds. Starting at 6:15, we're going to have a presentation by students, local students who are part of something called the Sunrise Movement. The Sunrise Movement people might have heard of because it was a bunch of young people protesting in the halls of Congress in front of Speaker Pelosi's office and in others this January. Young people are going to be drastically impacted by this if we don't all take action now. And then we're going to have a really informative panel from four local experts on how we can bring the Green New Deal home to Sonoma County. What types of policies should our cities and counties be adopting? Because we're doing some good work, but we're still not far enough here in Sonoma County.